Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Hey, so I'm just going to warn you now, please listen to the very end of this podcast because there is a giveaway coming at the very end that we're going to talk about how you can enter and win. It's really incredible. We're giving up to $1,500. So definitely stay tuned through the end of this podcast. Plus, there's tons to learn. Hello, hello, and welcome back. Excited to dive into this one because this is a very, very popular one, especially after the year 2020 when everyone is working at home now, setting up their own office. But even if you're back to work, you know, what is the office setup supposed to look like? Ergonomics gets talked about a lot. So what is ergonomics?
Yeah, ergonomics is funny because I think as soon as you hear ergonomics, everyone thinks of like the desk setup. Specifically, like, what chair do I have? What desk do I have? Sit to stand desk. Everyone's like, oh, I've tried a sit to stand desk. That doesn't work. Like, that encompasses what ergonomics is completely. But ergonomics, and we just looked this up, so hopefully I can get the definition right, but it said it is the study of people's efficiency in their working environment.
Perfect.
That says nothing about the desk.
Exactly.
That says nothing about the chair. That says nothing about even being in an office. So ergonomics has nothing specifically to, it's not only your desk setup. That's a small part of it, but it encompasses a whole lot more.
Exactly. And I think that's what we're going to go into today for sure. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear environment, it's an awesome term. Because then it does encompass way more than just what you're sitting in, but what you're surrounding yourself in. And that's really what we're going to talk about, creates the best ideal place for you in order to reduce risk of injury. And particularly when we're talking about neck and back pain, those are the two most popular ones when you're, you know, sitting at work all day long in an office worker.
Totally. And I like how you're alluding to the environment, our working environment, not just being that desk setup, but even being the people around us, the other things that are in our office, the food choices, how close fresh water is, everything, you know, the amount of natural light versus office light we're getting, everything will encompass that office environment. And in this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more towards the movement aspect and how you can optimize your movement in order to therefore optimize how you perform in the rest of that day.
Yeah, and how you feel in your body. That's totally. Ultimately what people want. They want to reduce the feeling of pain in the body, and they want to be able to feel better so that they can work. And so we're going to talk about all those things. And then, yes, of course, we're going to give some recommendations in terms of what we do recommend that you use for the workplace. And we'll show you. So it's particularly if you're watching on YouTube, then you can see all the different things that we will show. However, when we're just getting back into talking about this, traditionally, when we're talking about ergonomics, what you think about is your chair and desk setup. And, you know, what we've been taught is that your knees are at 90 degrees to your hips, your feet are flat on the floor, your back is fully supported in this lumbar support, your arms are resting at an armrest, your shoulders or your elbows are directly underneath your shoulders, your wrists directly out from your elbows, your hands, you know, neutral, your spine straight, and then the screen needs to be up, you know,
directly in front of your face, a hands width from your eyeballs.
And and making sure that your keyboard is below where where your screen setup is. So I think I hit all the major points that we traditionally think about, and we say, okay, if you get this into this ideal stacked position, you are going to feel no pain.
I know. And it's just, again, such a huge misnomer that that's the only thing we need to be paying attention to while we're working. Jen and I talk about it a lot. It's not just one position. It's the next position. The best thing we can be doing is thinking about the next thing to do with our body and how that fits into functionally what we need to do in our workspace. And it's interesting because I did training when I was working as a PT in rural Minnesota on functional capacity evaluation, job site evaluations, things like where as a physical therapist, I write down every physical task that needs to be done in a job from like, you need to push this cart where the handle is 36 inches off the ground and it takes 50 pounds of force to push and you need to be able to push it, you know, 400 yards, right? And you'd measure all those things and then take people through it to make sure they could do the functions of the job. And that's what really taught me the real expanse of what ergonomics is and helping people be efficient at doing all those, especially when we're talking about people doing labor during their workday, yeah, especially versus sitting still. And again, I think a lot more people tend to have the second, you know, more sedentary style job. It's like, how do I move more rather than how do I optimize all these hard movements I'm doing during the day? So again, right, we're going to be talking more into that second one, but that's really what opened my mind up to actually doing these evals, what goes into a daily job, whether it's a sedentary job or something that you're more active or doing more labor, and how do we optimize that?
Yeah. And I think that's so important to be able to distinguish also between the two. And again, just talking into the environment and going into that sedentary place. When I looked at one of the studies, it did show that office workers experience 17 to 20.
Don't laugh at me. I did not almost fall off my stool.
Okay, let me say that again. Office workers experience 17 to 21% of neck issues. All throughout. So this is like talking into compared to any other job, labor jobs that might.
Versus driving versus, you know, transport or something like that.
Right.
Just specifically working in an office.
Office working is shown to have people have a higher prevalence, 17 to 21% are experiencing neck pain. And then it says that yearly reoccurrence of that neck pain is actually 34 to 49%. Yeah. So that's actually really high. So even if you were to take time off and you were to get PT, the chance of it coming back almost at 50%.
Yeah.
That's really astonishing.
So I think that's a super good point to make. And that tells us that the people who have these pains or have workplace injuries, specifically of the neck in this study, tend to have reoccurrence more often. Mm-hmm. And when we looked deeper into the studies, okay, when we look at people who have workplace injuries or workplace pain, what are the things, what are the characteristics they tend to share? Mm-hmm. And one of them was they've had similar issues in the past. Mm-hmm. So again, recurring issues. They're unhappy with their workplace. Yeah. That was one very common factor of people who have these. And then the last one was that they have other
psychological distress.
So again, if you're having other anxiety or depression or stuff like that, there might be associative pain in your body, which again is something Jen and I talk a lot about, how we have associations between how we're doing and feeling emotionally in our body and how we're feeling physically in our body. So all of those stack up to tell us, okay, these are the types of people that might have workplace pain and workplace injuries more often. And it had nothing to do with, oh, they were the people working the most strenuous jobs, or they were the people, you know, sitting in these sedentary jobs. It had nothing to do with this type of job. It was more so those three factors.
Yeah. And that's huge, because then we continue to see how pain is more than biomechanics.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do we have to talk about this and hammer it in? Yes, it plays a role. Yes, we don't want to be in one position all day long. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, again, we're going to continue to repeat, there's no one perfect position. You got to move around. You just have to. You have to. And that's why we're going to talk about some of the products that we love, because it will help to continue this movement. But overall, you know, we have to take and address our entire environment, which does encompass our mind, the people that we're surrounding ourselves with, the job that we have. And sometimes I get it. Like, you can't. This is the job that you have.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, how can I shift then my perspective of this job? Mm-hmm. If that's not going to change, how can I change? I do have control over the words that I choose to use about it, how often I talk negatively about it, and the perspective I'm choosing to address with it.
And I have the ability to bring some of these well thought out things to my supervisor, to yes. somebody who might be able to make a change in my workplace. Because if you're having the issue, there are hundreds, depending on how big your company is, hundreds of other people in your company or in other companies that are having that issue. So if you hear this podcast and hear some of the things, like, this is what works in workplaces. This is what helps people empower themselves over those pains that they're feeling. And again, it has nothing to do with fancy technology and fancy desks and stuff. That doesn't correlate to the reduction in that pain. So empowering yourself as a person to take some of these things that we're going to go through here and going to a supervisor and say, hey, can we think about doing something like this in our workspace? That's where you can control what you can in your environment.
Exactly. So just be very, very mindful of that. Like, one of the things that I like shifting myself, because my workplace happens to be my home. So mm-hmm. I'm also in control of the energy I get to create in this space. And Dom and I are very conscious of language. Dom probably more than me. I get to continue to work on it.
And again, I'm probably a little too into the language sometimes, where I get to loosen up on it.
Yeah, but it does have a role in the, and it plays a role in our environment that we bring in. And so
for sure.
One of the easiest things that you can just start being mindful of right now, one of the things I love to do is, rather than saying all the things that I have to do, right? Because our list can go on forever, whether it's in the workplace, at home, our personal life, whatever. That list goes on, right? I don't know many people who don't have an I have to list of responsibilities. But if you were to just, and I do this in almost every one of the challenges as well, because it's so good to actually practice this and really see it. So if you haven't heard of this, I want you to write a list, or at least say it verbally, of 5 things you have to do. So you can even pause this podcast, write down 5 things that you have to do at least. Maybe it's, and maybe it could be all work related right now. So 5 things that you have to do. And then you take that same list and observe too. Well, how does that make you feel? You know, typically, if we're saying like, I have to, it's this very like, it's heavy. It just puts this energy of like, oh my gosh, like all the things I have to do. Now I'm like hunched over more. I'm stressed. I'm probably going to be feeling a lot of things happening in my body a lot more. And then if I just switch that to I get to do all of these things. So if you just, same list, I get to. How does that feel in the body? And then the other, you can also do, I choose to. So I choose to, I get to. It brings a lot more empowerment into that statement. The last one that I really like to get to is, I'm blessed to because, and some people don't like the word blessed, so it's, I'm grateful to because. And if I just start to switch that, see what that does in your body, usually that's very empowering. Like, I'm grateful to actually you know, have all these opportunities to take on these responsibilities because I have the opportunity to earn money and take that home to my family.
Totally. And it helps you reframe going and earning that money and taking it home, or picking up your kids to then take them home and cook for them with the food you picked up. Like, think about all the opportunities we have to reframe those little things that we have to do during our day. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I think the first time I came here to visit you ever in Los Angeles, you were giving a talk where you did that. And that was really cool, because there were a few people in the audience that like knew what was coming, and they were just getting so jacked up to like do the exercise with everyone else. So that's funny. So what works in workplaces? Yeah. Like, that's what I think people want to know. What actually works to help my pain? And I think the studies, a lot of them had this resounding agreeance that it didn't have anything to do with bringing in new equipment or specific like ergonomic education or...
Well, there was some work modification.
Oh, yeah. So
There's evidence, but they just can't determine... There's no clear determinants of what that is.
And this was a systematic review, which pulls from a lot of things, which the variables that change are... the specific modifications, like modifications are we making? And is it just equipment, or is it including other environment changes in the workplace, like education on exercise or opportunity to do exercise?
Yeah. So I think the largest thing that we got to see across a lot of the studies is that exercise is more dependent on how you're going to feel something different rather than having education on it, talking about it, putting more things on the chair, on the workplace to be able to help support you more and more and more. If we actually just get you moving more. So one of the studies showed that it's just 20 minutes of three times a week, particularly of like shoulder neck strengthening exercises. So like having bands available, having dumbbells available. Yes, this would make for a very interesting workplace, but at the same time, it creates this opportunity to actually feel something different in the body. And 20 minutes, three times a week, not much.
Yeah.
Right? And that actually helped to reduce the occurrence of neck issues, particularly talking about the neck.
And that's where if you have a workplace with 10 or 12 people on your floor that are having neck, shoulder, different pains like that, that's where you go to a supervisor and say, hey, can all of us get together for 20 minutes, three or four times a week, and run through this thing together?
Mm-hmm.
You create community, you create a sense of purpose between you and this group, and then you can allow yourselves to see and take, you know, responsibility for the positive things that happen once you start making a commitment to doing that movement daily. And it's funny when we say like, oh, when we start putting these things back in the workplace that allow us to move again, it might be a weird looking workplace.
Yeah.
When in reality, all these big boxes that a bunch of people come to sit and work in throughout the day, when normally our bodies are built to just be moving and functioning around our world, like that's the new thing is sitting and working in an office. You know, in the last 50, 100 years, we've just started doing that as humans.
Yeah, it should be. So especially if your workplace happens to be at home, one, my recommendation is don't wear shoes, mm-hmm. not even socks. Or if you're going to wear socks, wear the toe socks.
Totally.
So the more that we can get our feet free, our separation, feel the ground, teach your foot how to actually work again without needing that external support, but building that internal support, which we've talked about on other podcasts before.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of my first recommendations. And even if you're at work, like if you do have a desk or like a place that you can't really see your feet, can you kick off, especially women, if you're wearing heels, can you kick off your shoes and free your feet during the day?
For sure. I think one that I tell everybody that's my catch-all, and I've said it in the podcast before, is the 30 for 30 rule. Every 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
do something different and assume a different position. If you're somebody who's standing working the whole time, you know, sit down, get on the ground, get your feet flexed and stretch your hips a little bit. If you're somebody who's sitting for a long time doing meetings, stand for 30 seconds, open your chest, you know, raise your arms above your head, stuff like that. And 30 seconds every 30 minutes can make a huge difference, because that gives you about 10, 12, 16 times a day that you're just going to give a little bit of intention to your body.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Having just a little alarm, standing up, going for a walk, getting a drink of water, whatever it may be, just changing up the environment. And especially that's why, I mean, we're going to talk about it, but one of the desks that we use, well, both the desks that we use, they're standing desks.
For sure.
So we have that opportunity to go from a lower environment to the standing environment, so that every 30 minutes, we could even go from standing for 30 minutes to sitting for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we have that opportunity to continue to change it. And if you're at home, that's where I like to sit in front of the coffee table and work there for 30 minutes. I like to lay on my stomach. Sometimes my elbows can't tolerate too long, but if I can even lay on my stomach and be at my laptop and be more that extended position, imagine how long we're like sitting and flexed, you know, if I can just extend a little bit and be on my belly, it feels so great for the body. So yes, the more that you can mix up your positioning, the better for your body.
And it's going to sound crazy, but if you're in an office or even any sort of like semi-personal space, like laying on the ground, like getting your back on the ground, putting your legs up on the wall or something for 20 seconds can do miracles for giving gravity the chance to pull fluids out of your legs, since a lot of us are standing or sitting all day long. So again, changes in position, huge.
Huge. Yeah. Yeah. Have a yoga mat at work. Why not? Pull it out, lay on the ground.
The question should never be sitting or standing. Everyone's just like, standing desk. Should I get a standing desk?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's never sitting or standing. It's sitting and standing and kneeling and maybe laying down on the ground and maybe leaning up against the wall.
Sitting cross-legged.
And then maybe standing on one leg for a little while. Like everything.
We like to be the people. I've always said, like, be that person that people are looking at work, like questioning.
Yeah.
Be that person, because you get to set that example. And and, you know, be the person who's walking down the aisles on an airplane. You know,
doing lunges,
exactly,
doing calf stretches,
doing stretches in the back,
hamstring walks. Like, yeah. I've done it all on planes, and you get weird looks, but yep. Hey,
you get to be that person.
You feel better.
Yeah, and you get to be that person who's giving permission to mix it up and do something different. So let's just go into the desk setup we do prefer and we do like.
Yeah, I mean, in most of our PT Pro podcasts, we use two of the stools from Fully that we love. And the things that we love about these is because they allow you to keep moving and to keep dynamic. And the one Jen has actually raises up so high that they call it a sitting to standing stool.
She'll probably go
out of frame on the video. But yeah, so she can stand, but almost just lean her booty up against that stool. And again, it tilts her pelvis forward naturally. It kind of gives her that natural little bit of support. The same with this one. I mean, it kind of rocks. So as I rock, it makes my pelvis tilt, but my trunk stay on top of it because our body naturally wants to keep our center of mass over our base of support. So it's basically just making me, right now it's rocking side to side, engage my core to keep my body upright over my pelvis. And again, my knees right now are even with my hips, but I can raise this up a little bit to change that hip position if that starts to get uncomfortable.
So that's the thing that I like to talk about too. When we're talking about chairs, I go more into less is more. Mm-hmm. Not more is more. We've been conditioned to believe I need this big chair with big arm supports, with that's lots of cushion for
lumbar
my bum
support.
That has lots of lumbar support, even more lumbar support that I can pack onto it, right. You know, and there's all these different things. Really what your body needs is to just be able to go into a natural position. So rather than knees in line with the hips, I actually like to do knees lower than the hips. And what this does is it allows you to actually sit on your sit bones. So those ischial tuberosities, those sit bones that you can feel right underneath your bum. If you have your knees lower than your hips, you're able to feel those sit bones without having to force anything. So it's really good for the body to kind of be in more of an anteriorly tilted position, but I promise you it's more of a neutral position. So you're not all the way anteriorly tilted. You're just more in like a natural neutral pelvis position. And from here, then the body's able to naturally kind of feel this stack. Now, as we work, I do like to say, you're going to be more focused onto the phone, the computer, whatever you're doing. Your body starts to go into more of a rounded position. That's normal. So as much as we can then support the body to naturally find that stack, you're not going to have lumbar support to force it. You're not going to have other things to make it unnatural. Your body gets to kind of find that itself.
And that's where people, you know, will say to me, well, yeah, it feels great and everything, but just like after I've been sitting there for 3 or 4 hours, then I'm like, well, that's the thing. We already made the rule that we shouldn't be in one position for 3 or 4 hours. And yes, if we're in one position for 3 or 4 hours, that's where our body starts to adapt, to assume that position permanently, right? That our body should constantly be in motion and we'll be giving our nervous system that input. So, hey, after 30 minutes, we notice ourselves starting to slouch down. That's where we give ourselves our 30 seconds, right? And now Jen's going to be jealous because I have grabbed her favorite chair, the sexy oil. And this chair is really cool for many reasons, and I'll give it to her in a second so she stops giving me her dagger eyeballs. But it's a saddle seat, and it allows you to be supported in your pelvis slightly differently, and you can also sit on it forward, sideways, and backwards. So again, different positions. This thing allows for different positions where you could sit 4 different ways for 30 minutes each and make it through a quarter or a half year day of work, right? And so again, it has kind of this rocking bottom where as it rocks forward, it tilts my pelvis into more of an anterior tilt. If I lean back into it, the way that it rocks, it naturally has me sit in more of that posterior pelvic tilt to be supported by the round of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You want it now?
I mean, I don't need it. It's really one of my favorite chairs. I usually like place my legs behind. So I'm literally sitting like on a saddle on that one, and rather than having your feet flat on the floor. And when you do that, again, you're off of the back support, but you're naturally, think of riding a horse. Your pelvis, again, is going to be supported into this more anteriorly tilted position, but again, it's more neutral. So think of it as being a more neutral pelvis. The spine is automatically, Dom is doing ridiculous things if you're watching on YouTube. your spine is naturally going to be supported, which automatically it's going to stack the rib cage over that pelvis, over that the head, over the rib cage, and without having to force shoulder blades back and down and do all these crazy things. Nothing needs to be on and working because your body is in this position and relaxed.
Totally. So I like this one. Different positions. It offers a lot of options. And
now I get to sit on a new chair. So again, if you're watching, I am sitting in one of their kneeling chairs. They have different variations. Again, they have like kind of that TikTok bottom, which is what Dom was sitting in earlier, that kind of allows you to rock a little bit in it. So it makes it a little bit more dynamic, doesn't have the back support. This actually has a back support that you can use or not use. So if I kind of sit my bum all the way to the very back into this backrest, which this backrest on this one, it goes up or down depending on how tall you are. I'm pretty short, so mine's pretty low. But it, again, it pushes me forward and I'm not even resting back into it. So that's a cool thing too about like these chairs. It's not about the lumbar support. It's about the way that it pushes you into that anterior pelvic tilt. So now I'm sitting on my sit bones. My knees are lower than my hips and I have this natural stop, you know, kind of from that kneeling position, and it gets my feet off the floor. It's just really, it's sleek, it's comfortable, and it's different. That's what we're trying to get at, like doing something different.
Yeah, I love just how it puts the pressure through your knees. And when you haven't felt it before, it really feels different, but it feels great. Because you just feel supported.
Yeah.
And this one that I'm sitting in now is kind of more their standard office looking chair. But there's a few reasons I really love this one is, just like Jen was saying, it doesn't have a lumbar support because it just teaches you to sit in a position where you're better stacked and supporting yourself. And when you scoot all the way back into, it has kind of this dynamic flexing back. It pushes into you a little bit and dumps your pelvis forward into that kind of more anterior where your back is away from the back of the chair and you're using your core to kind of support yourself. If you want to lean back into this chair, what I like is it doesn't fully just stop you, but it kind of flexes with you. So it has that dynamic back that then makes you engage through your core if you're going to recline back. Yeah. So it's not just a completely passive lean back into the chair or passive lumbar support, same way.
Yeah. And all of these, there's not very much to them. They're actually pretty simple. But the way that they're designed allows for this natural kind of body positioning, this natural kind of movement in our body, which is the whole thing that we're trying to get at, right? Continued movement. And it just, they look good. I got to say that too. But here's the other thing. People will go and then look at the website and say, it's way too expensive, right?
Yeah.
We have to realize that you pay a little bit more on your mattress. We know that that's quite an expense. We pay a little bit more on our couches. Mm-hmm. We know that's quite an expense. Our cars. These are all the places that we're sitting or laying down and spending a lot of time in.
Yeah.
Your chair for work is also something you're spending a lot of time in. And so even if you can start basic with them too. So even if you're like, you know what, I'm going to keep my chair right now, but I'm going to get a standing mat. I'm going to get something that allows me, one of the mats, it's absolutely my favorite because there's these different like points
it's almost
in
like
the mat.
Acupressure
yeah,
points.
Yeah, it's like
sorts.
Acupressure points. So you take off your shoes and you can like kind of walk and stand on different points of your feet. So you kind of get a foot massage as you're standing and working. So even if you were just to do that, like I'm going to start with a standing desk and a standing mat and start there. But we have to realize that if we're going to be in these positions for quite a while, every single day, you get like it is an expense. And it's worth paying and having something good.
I mean, talk about an environment that's going to make you want to move more. If you had those little pressure points on your foot, you're always going to want to be moving around and feeling into the ground more and investing in something like that mat and one of the cheaper end stools that we showed. And it doesn't have to be a full sit-to-stand desk. There's different things that you can just put on top of a table that will raise and lower for you that are relatively cheap. Again, it's going to help you change your environment to even give you options to do different things. And when we invest in something for ourselves, I think we are going to want to hold ourselves a little more accountable to following through on that.
Exactly. And being able to change up your environment, being able to feel something different. Other thing I would recommend getting, you can grab some TheraBands, like super cheap. Yeah. You know, I have plenty throughout my Instagram as well. We can link up some of the stretches that I recommend doing at work when you're just, you know, to get you out of your chair, even sitting in your chair and feeling something different. Like there's ways that you can continue to mix it up. It's not just about stretching. It's also about strengthening. So don't forget about that. And continue to mix it up. The great thing about this right now is that we have a giveaway.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom. We have a giveaway actually happening on Instagram. So go to my Instagram at DocGenFit. We have a giveaway for these Fully products. What are they getting?
Well, there will be three people that will win $500, $500 bills towards any Fully order. So, I mean, you could get a couple things. There are some bigger items that you could just put $500 towards a desk because you can build some pretty cool desks. So awesome things to go check out.
Definitely go enter this giveaway. When I first posted about any of these chairs, people went crazy for them. So I know that this is going to be massive. So there's going to be a lot of people entering. So you're going to want to enter probably a few times, tag a few different people, because this is such a cool opportunity. $500. Toward these products can make a huge difference in how you feel. So we hope that you get in it. Check out their site regardless. We'll link it up in the show notes. And we hope that you guys learn some things about your body, what you can do, and how you can start to feel better in your work environment. Thank you again for joining us on yet another PT Pearl. We just appreciate you so much. And of course, if you need more visuals for each PT Pearl, they are over at DocGenFit on YouTube. There is a whole section for the PT Pearls from the Optimal Body Podcast that you can use to really see what we're talking about. And don't forget, if you really like this, if you're learning from it, share it out, share it with your community. Tell us what you're learning. Rate and subscribe to the episode, because there's going to be so many more goodies and PT Pearls along the way. And if you're ready to dive in even deeper, don't forget, we have an Optimal Body membership with an incredible community of movers learning with us and moving in their body. Until next time, thank you again.